There you go.
I just heard that.
Oh,
okay.
Kathy, this call's being recorded.
Uh-oh.
For quality assurance.
Okay. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say
so
anything
anymore. Okay. How do you want me to word this on the website?
Due to the COVID-19 protocols, we are having commissioners meeting by electronic means. If you wish to join by electronic means, here's the dial-in number with the conference number.
What's the conference code?
Conference code.
If you wish to call in and listen?
Yes.
And listen, please call, code number is 9992407. You will be muted during the call?
During the meeting, and we'll take public comment at the end.
Does that make the most sense?
Yeah, we'll take public comment at the end if available.
DOC will take public comment at the conclusion of the meeting.
Yeah.
At the end. I just put at the end. Okay. Okay. If possible. We'll probably end up hanging up on everybody, unfortunately, but okay.
So now what's going to happen when we go to the room across from the police department? We're going to have to bring a computer with us so that we can manage this on the laptop?
Well, if we go to the room across from the police department, I think that one's going to be large enough to just have our regular meetings. Oh, you mean if two or more commissioners don't show up?
Because we could still do that. One, I could call in on your phone and, you know, Adam or whomever can call in on Donna's phone. I don't think we need
right.
to.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you have the host code, you can then start the call from wherever you are.
Okay. So now the three of us can talk to each other. Can the
whoever called in could be, like, if they weren't muted, would be part of this conversation.
Right.
Right. Okay. Right. I was just thinking of there being a speaker so that people that were sitting in the audience could hear what we're saying if we were using this number. So if there was somebody that showed up, they're not going to hear it unless they call in.
Right.
Correct, Jay?
Yeah, so I'm just thinking, if we go to the police station and we use our cell phones...
I don't think we can use this. I think this is signed up through this computer.
Right. You're right. If we use our cell phones, we dial into the number, we come on as host, we won't be able to mute other people from the public dialing in unless you have a computer.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Well,
sign up off the laptop?
Yeah, and yeah, we, as
probably,
long as
you
know,
make wait before you post anything.
Right.
Let me see if I can get on the laptop and use the same number.
We'll use the Wi-Fi.
You can use the same
hall.
Website. Yeah, you can use the same website. Just log in on the laptop rather than the district computer.
Right. So we'll have to.
Yeah.
You're bringing it anyhow for the minutes, right?
I don't.
Well,
yeah.
But we can bring it and at least establish the phone call and then mute everybody that joins by electronic means.
But if somebody shows up to sit in the audience, they're not going to hear us if we're all talking on the 800 number or on the conference call.
You're right.
They'll have to dial in. They
can be
sitting here, but they'll have to dial in.
Right, but the person that calls, let's say it's myself, if I make the conference call and I become the host, I have to turn the speaker on my cell phone so everybody can hear it.
Okay. I was just curious how that was going to work. If I get it when there's nobody in the audience, then that just works perfectly, and anybody that wants to listen can be on the phone listening just like I'm listening, but
right.
not talking.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute now. So if I have the computer, but your phone number is different than...
Then you're 9022? Yeah. As long as you have this number to dial into, which is in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
then the conference code number, and then the host code, it doesn't matter who that is. That person now has authority over the call.
Okay,
this becomes the Polycon.
Okay, so we're going to try that after, Kathy, just so make sure that works. I'm going to sign up through the laptop. But for tomorrow, this is fine.
Yeah.
But
We're going to be in the office tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Okay.
And then, and going forward, you know, if two of us have to call in, we can do it like we've always done it. I mean, people can go to sit in the audience if they choose to.
Mm-hmm.
And then if one of us is on, you know, your cell phone, Jay, and then the other one is on Donna's cell phone, if she makes that available to us, we'll have two people that can speak and listen and not have to, unless they change the rules and they don't even want us to have five people gathered together in the conference room.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at least we'll be proactive and have this available to us.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So what do you want me to wait, or do you want me to put something on there now for the tomorrow?
Well, put this on for tomorrow's meeting,
right,
and we can always tweak it after for next.
Okay.
I do need, I know I brought it up to Jay, but a schedule for the meetings for going forward, because I have nothing else.
I think Kristen did that. She had every Thursday in April. Yep. She had every Thursday in April confirmed by Linda Shackford for the police department off the little conference room.
At 9
except
o'clock?
Except for tomorrow. Yep.
Okay. All right, because she didn't
every day,
do anything.
Except for tomorrow.
Okay, so she never printed anything up to be posted or anything.
She may not have done that, but there was an email that Linda said yes every day except for the 26th.
Yep. All right.
If we choose to go there, you know, we may, you know, say, you know, if that room is being used by multiple people, you know, you're going to want to wipe down the tables and chairs and make sure that it's sterile.
Yeah.
So we may choose to continue doing the conference calling for everybody's safety.
Yeah. All right.
So, okay. All right. At least for tomorrow, they can call into this number and they'll be muted during the meeting, but we will open up for public comment at the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I will do it. And then if you could send me the minutes, Donna, from the annual meeting, because the newsletter, I got to put the amount. Okay. I just need the amounts that the Bergdorf and the tight tank were amended to. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Before you go, I was under the assumption that EPOA was going to get in touch with Norman Garside.
Okay.
I'm not sure, so it might have fallen through the cracks. But I was under the impression EPOA was taking the lead on this.
You know what? I think you're right, because we went back and forth. So we're going to buy the materials, and we'll let Norm build, and then the EPOA can pay Norm to do the labor. Is that how we ended up doing it?
I believe it was.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So maybe ask Dinah. Say has.
I'm just thinking that since the district owns that property, the district should be contracting with Norm and then have the payment come from the EPOA for his labor.
Because
we can't have a private organization coordinate work on district property. You know what I mean? Because if he gets hurt, is he going to sue the EPOA or the village district? It's going to be the village district. And then our insurance company says, why didn't you?
I'll get in touch with
Guy. Because we said
Okay.
The other reason was we can't accept the materials from EPOA. They'll have to work that out with Norm then, because we were thinking we would accept the materials and have Norm do the work, but we can't accept
because of unanticipated income. I thought Kelly said that it would be cheaper if we paid for the materials through Lowe's.
Right.
Right.
And that the EPOA was going to
reimburse,
you know, pay for the labor.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we ended up. Now, Jay's point about the fact that we own the property, maybe that's not how it should be done. So,
okay. So I didn't do anything because of I thought the EPOA was supposed to. They were doing it.
Right.
So
ask Dinah. Well, I would reach out to Dinah and say, has there been any conversation with Norm Garside regarding the kayak racks?
Okay.
Because if she's already gone ahead and done that, then we'll figure it out from there. But I'm I don't think so, because I don't think they've had a meeting yet.
Yeah.
But she may have contacted them on the EPOA's behalf.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we can discuss that tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you. Bye.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks. Good job. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. So she left. Amanda.